I've got 9:04. Hopefully everybody's come in from the rain and dried off a little bit. So I'm going to call a meeting to order. Michelle, if you'd like to do a roll call, please.
Sexton.
I'm sorry, here. I used to be in first.
Here.
Taylor.
Here.
Carter.
Here.
Hugh.
Here.
Michaels.
Present.
So everybody gets to feel special.
Okay, great. If everybody's had a chance to look to the agenda, I need an approval for the agenda motion. So move Taylor, second, Sexton. Sorry.
That's fine.
Any discussion on the agenda? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay, that's approved. Next, we go down to the minutes. If everybody's had a chance to look over the minutes. Need a motion to accept the minutes.
So moved.
Ms. Taylor. Mr. Sexton. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Okay, those are approved. Next, we have public participation. I don't see any.
Nope.
So we'll move on to communications. Does anybody have any communications for the good of the committee? Speak now or ever hold it. Okay, great. Next on the list, we have the county motor fuel tax claims, March 23. Everybody's had a chance to look those over. I don't think I see anything out of the norm.
Nothing.
It's all pretty standard, right?
Excuse me.
Can I need a motion to accept the county motor fuel tax claims?
So moved. Carter.
Yep. Carter and?
Second, Straub.
Straub. Yes. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Okay. Those pass. Next, Applied Research Associates, Inc. Pavement Management System Update.
Yeah, so we've got Bill Vavrick here from Applied Research Associates. You're probably the only one that's been here when he's been here to a committee meeting.
I know him outside of here, too.
Yep. But we've had a contract with ARA since 06 to do our pavement management on our behalf. And it's shown some great benefits, and report for the 2023-27 report is in your packet there. But Bill's got a little presentation here to do just to kind of get everybody up to speed with what a pavement management system is and how we use it and the benefits that we're reaping from it. So I'll let him take it from there.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it, and thank you all for taking time to listen in and learn a little bit about the system that helps Jeff and you, of course, as the county board members, to allocate the right funding on the right roads at the right time. That's really what pavement management is about, is understanding we have limited resources and how do we best use those limited resources to make the best decisions. So I'll go through a quick presentation, high-level background, just so that you're aware. You saw me talking with some of the board members in the room. I'm a longtime resident of Champaign County, not forever. Like many people, I moved here to go to college. That was in the 90s, so I've been in town for many decades. My wife tells me I'm not a townie, though, because I didn't graduate from high school here, so I guess that's the standard. But I did marry a townie, and I live in Savoy. I've raised four kids here in town. I'm also an elected member of the village board at Savoy.
Yeah.
I didn't actually look online, but there were three of us running yesterday. So I'm assuming I was reelected because
it
was
it.
Three people running and you choose three. So I think I was reelected yesterday, but I haven't actually looked on the clerk's website to see. I voted for myself, so I knew I won, right?
Yeah.
That's all I'm And my wife tells me she voted for me, and my kids also tell me they did, but I don't know if I can trust them. So I've been in the seat that you're in, and I've spent a lot of time on this end of the room. I've been working in pavement management for several decades now. I've worked everywhere from the city of Chicago to Florida to Alaska. And I've presented on this topic all across the world. It's been a lot of fun. And I want to talk about, in fact, As I'm talking to you about what's going on in Champaign County, I want to let you know that I have used Champaign County and the stuff that Jeff has asked us to do as an example and presented that on four continents. Because it is really, Jeff was a trailblazer in trying to get pavement management set up for the county to allow you as the county board to make a more informed decision. Right? That's really what this is about. So the pavement management system started in 2006. We started with our first agreement with the county at that point in time. And they've been ongoing. I'm actually not sure where we are on renewals.
We're in the last year of the of
last
this
year.
One.
Okay, so sometime in the next year or so, Jeff, hopefully, and if he chooses us again, we'll bring you a contract to keep things going. The objective of the system, what Jeff told us, sorry, I hit the wrong button. This is a quote from the very beginning, right? The overall goal is to provide an objective tool for the inventory and management of the road network. What do we have? What condition is it in? What condition will it be in a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And how do we allocate the right resources to make sure that we fix the roads and don't let them get into a state of disrepair? Right? That's the goal of pavement management. So how we do that? The map on the right are the county roads. As you know, one of the things that was interesting when we first implemented the pavement management system was understanding the nature of Champaign County. And Champaign County is a bit unique in that the population center is not where the roads are, right? So the county-owned roads, the roads you all are required to maintain, are not where the people are, they're the rural roads. But those are also the roads that the farmers use to feed America. So they are incredibly important, and they connect many of our communities. So we were trying to understand the balance of what dollars get allocated to what roads that the county owns. And that was a little early on, a lot of the education of the board members was, well, why isn't this going to fix Green Street in Urbana? Like, well, that's not your road, right? Ownership. So a lot of it was early education of who owns the roads, who maintains the roads, how the federal funds, the state funds, the local funds all work to make that happen. Jeff's done a great job of keeping that in place and keeping it going. What we do is we take a number of different vehicles, some trucks and vans, that look at two aspects of the condition of the road. One of them is what you would see when you're walking down the road, and that's kind of what you see here, is how much cracking, right? I look at the cracks that are transverse, I look at the cracks that are longitudinal in the same direction you're driving, I look at the ones that are kind of in that alligator pattern, like the back of an alligator. Although, from an engineering perspective, those tell me different things. So I look at all those things and I help Jeff to understand what is the condition of the road. But that's just looking at the surface. The other thing we do is we go out with a vehicle like this. We used to use a semi. The technology behind that semi didn't work out to do everything we wanted it to, so we've gone back to the tried and true method. What this truck does is it sets down a plate and a series of sensors that are on this red bar, and it drops a weight, picks up a weight and drops it on the road. And it when and that weight drops on the road bends underneath it, like the road would bend underneath a truck. And we use sensors in this bar to measure that deflection. So if a road deflects a lot underneath a truck, it's not strong, right? It's not structurally going to hold up to lots of trucks. If it only bounces, if it only bends a little bit, it's structurally adequate. Why that matters is if I have two roads that both look like this on the surface. They've got the different patterns of cracking. One of them bends a lot, and one of them only bends a little bit. The one that bends a lot, I need to fix the structure of the road. I need to do something structurally to make it stronger. The one that only bends a little bit, it only has, these are surface problems. So now I can just fix the top inch, right? So it helps Jeff to make the right decision at the right time. And that's why we use this equipment. The other thing that Jeff and I were kind of reminiscing on this very chart, and I didn't put it in here. Every few years I'll come back and do this, and if you guys are here, I'll come back and do this again. But next time I'm going to bring this chart from 2006. And one of the things that's very different between now and 2006, if you look at, you know, up here by Fuslin, you'll see that all the roads are in similar condition. But in 2006, they weren't. They were in pieces. Or if you take like, Monticello Road. Now, Monticello Road's in, it's got a green piece and a yellow piece, right? So it's got most of it is in good, a little bit of it is in fair. But Monticello Road, I think, was in like six pieces when we first started. And you would drive down Monticello Road from the airport, out toward, away from to the county line. And you would go through a whole bunch of different pavement conditions every couple miles. So one of the things we focused on in the first decade or so of having pavement management was to try and bring corridors together. Because the last thing Jeff wanted to do or ask you to do was to fund a little project here to fix this little piece, then another little here, and another little one here. And if you do those year after year after year, what the people are going to say to you is, you were just working on that road last year. And weren't you just working on that road 2 years ago? And all you're doing is the next little piece. If we can put them in corridors and then not touch the corridor, but maybe once a decade, you're doing better service to your constituents, right? So that was one of the objectives that we had in putting the system together. We not only look at the condition of the road today, we build a model, a mathematical model to predict. So PCI, Pavement Condition Index. I take all that cracking data, all the bending data, all that data, and I boil it down to a single number. That is an index number that was actually developed by researchers at the University of Illinois and the Construction Engineering Research Lab at the Corps of Engineers up on the north side of Champaign in the late 70s, right? It is now an international standard, but it's tied to Champaign County. It's kind of cool. So we boil this all down to a number, and a brand new road is 100, and generally when a road gets below 40, you don't want to drive on it anymore. Technically, the number can go all the way to zero. Zero is basically a paved road that's pretty much back to gravel condition, right? So we look at a typical, the black line is the typical performance curve, but we might go in when a road is still fairly new and put a chip seal on it just to seal up the surface, just a surface seal. That increases its condition, and then it kind of falls down. We might do another chip seal, and then we might do an in-place recycling of the surface and bring it back up. And by doing these small, low-dollar things like chip seals, or a little bit more expensive, not terribly expensive, thing like in-place recycling, we can extend the life. Instead of a typical road lasting 16 years, we can spend a little bit of preventive maintenance money and get that to last 25 years, right? These chip seals are 1 or 2 day operations, so you're not impacting the traveling public. Even a hot in place recycling is under a week, right? It's a couple days to get done. It's a couple days followed by some work a week or so later to finish it all up. So we put together these lifelong strategies for each of the segments of road, and the goal was to provide the right treatment, the right fix, on the right road at the right time, right? So the roads that needed a structural improvement, where I needed to mill up the old road and enhance the thickness and make it stronger, that's the right treatment at the right time. In other places, and it might be that this road needs to be structurally enhanced, or it could be that this road is structurally great. And we have all that data. And we're actually now, because we started this in 2006, and we've been using that structural data to make structural improvements where they're necessary, we're almost to the point where all the roads are structurally adequate in the county. We're close. Mm-hmm. Now, what will happen is some of those roads will degrade, and we'll need to enhance them again, or our friends in the legislature will say, 80,000-pound trucks are nice, but 88,000-pound trucks would allow farmers to get more to market faster. So we'll just allow those. And the minute they do that, yeah, we have to redo all these calculations because more weight means more damage, right? So we're always looking at, the feds have talked about 120,000-pound trucks as being legal across the entirety of the country. It's always been the safety folks that have said no. The business community says yes because I can put more product in a single truck, and it saves everybody money because I can put more in a truck and there's less trucking costs. Mm-hmm. The safety folks have said, no, it's really hard to stop those trucks, mm-hmm, which turns bodily injury crashes into fatal crashes. Mm-hmm. And the value of a life has always trumped the value of commerce. That doesn't mean they don't debate it every time a highway bill comes up. So, we started this process in 2006. The average condition of roads on that scale of 0 to 100 was 69 point something. As we sit today, we're still, and I didn't update it with the 2022 data, there's another data point out there, but the county is maintaining above 80. I'm telling you, you are in the top 95% of governments in Illinois in the maintenance of your roads. And it's because you have a system and a plan. Champaign County was one of the first to actually put a plan in place. 5 years after we did this for Jeff, somewhere, you know, in this time frame, I got hired to go to the city of Chicago and to work with them just on their arterial streets program. And we went and got the conditions and we showed them this exact same analysis. And the alderman looked at me and said, no, we'll decide what roads we're going to fix and when. We don't need engineers to tell us that. And they scrapped their program. When I presented in 2000, I think it was 9, Sangamon County was a few years after Champaign County. I presented to the county board as a whole, right, not their committee meeting. I did a committee meeting presentation, but when we first implemented, I presented to the committee, or to the county board. One of the board members stood up and asked the county engineer and the board chair in the public meeting, does this mean I can't call the county engineer and tell him that he needs to fix this road next year in front of so-and-so's house? And the county board chair looked at that board member and said, that's exactly what this means. It means we're not going to spend money because you have a pet project in front of grandma's house that you want fixed. We're going to do engineering and economics in the best interest of everybody. And Jeff has been able to work with the county board members since 2006 to make sure that the allocation of dollars is following this plan. And because that's happened, that condition went up, and it's maintained right at about 80. Now, will it go above 80? No, it won't. The only way it can go above 80 is if you double the amount of money that you're spending in roads every year. The odds of that happening, I know, are very close to zero. Unless you've got a magic pot of money, Jeff, I don't know about. But if you do find that, let me know. Yeah. I've got some Savoy projects I'd like to know. You're right, Jeff. You're right. Basically, we've realized that at the funding levels that the state provides, that the feds provide, the county provides for the roads, this is our optimum performance level. And we got there, in around 2017, and we're maintaining that. And we will maintain that, and it's an awesome level, so you're doing a great job. Right? So know that. Know that going above that is really just a matter of funding. We can allocate that funding in the best way, but it's going to take more money. If you decrease the amount of money, this will drop back down. Right? That's just the way it works. The really cool thing. So this is how we build these performance models, right? We look at the condition, that PCI, starts at 100, the black line, it falls off, right? 16 is where it crosses 40. This is age on the bottom, how many years? All the circle dots underneath, those were the 2006 data points that we used to develop the general curve of what an average road in Champaign County behaves like. And you're like, Bill, the data's scattered all about that. That's not real tight. No, this is roads, right? That roads are not that precise. Jeff and I had a professor when we were at the university who made a comment that, you know, sometimes we worry about measuring with a micrometer, but then we mark it with a grease pencil and we cut it with an axe, right? Roads are cutting with an axe, right? This is not we're not building watches, folks. We're building roads, and it's full of lots of variables, and those lots of variables mean that the data points, the blue ones with the open circles, are kind of all over the place, but this is actually really good data. The red squares at the top, you see how they're generally trending above the black line? I get to take credit for the cool stuff that does. Jeff has put in place, working with local vendors, working with the material suppliers, some new technologies that are moderately cost and give a really high life. So that's the cold in place recycling old roads back into the new road, picking it up, mixing it with a little bit of new oil and putting it right back down on the road, and then putting a little bit of new asphalt on top of it. That's how a lot of the roads get fixed. If they're adequately strong and we need to redo them, we do that cold in place recycling. It's in place, it's green, we're not hauling materials to and from, we're reusing the old road and the new road. It's awesome. The other one is full depth reclamation. So this is a road that's structurally not as great, and instead of just recycling the top 4 inches, we might recycle all of the old asphalt and some of the old base, like a foot of road. And we recycle all that back together, mix it with some new asphalt, sometimes we'll mix it with cement even, and then put a new layer of asphalt on top of it. Those two treatments were not done in Champaign County before we put this program in place. Jeff started looking at them, started working with material suppliers, you know, knowing which contractors are available, found local contractors that could do it, and look at the performance of the red dots versus the blue ones, right? So you can see that a line above, the red dots are trending above the black line. That means we're getting more life out of the newer projects that we've done using these recycling techniques than we were getting out of the way that we built roads 20 years ago. So we're using technology to do things better, greener, and they're lasting longer. And we're actually getting to that point Jeff and I were talking about. The first of those roads is now 12 years old, and it's almost to the point where I need to redraw the black line and say, all right, we now know we're getting more life out of these roads. We might need to look at redrawing these lines because we have enough performance data. We're getting close to that time. But that's a great story to tell. The other thing is we're driving these vans around and with all the sensors on it. All that data and information is available to Jeff. He can pull it up. He can look kind of in a Google Street View kind of way. But not only look at, you know, a Street View picture, but also all of those data that are part of the pavement management system. They're on the screen there in front of him, and we keep that updated. In fact, you can look at a particular piece of road and pull this little drop down and say, show me this same spot 3 years ago, 5 years ago. And you can actually see how it changes over time. So a nice little tool, little web-based tool that's available. So that is the pavement management system. The goal is making good decisions with the limited funds you folks have for roads. And it's been a pleasure. This project, getting it started back in 2006 was a big deal because we were trying to push the envelope of what could be done. Jeff was open to allowing us to do that. And I think we're now seeing the results of what happens when you make that happen. And it also means there have been times in the past where the federal government or others will have money, but they say you need to show that you've done the type of analysis that a pavement management system will do. Jeff just opens up the system and sends the government the data, and away we go. When we do alternative energy developments, which have happened in the past, there's damage that can happen to the road, to the county's roads, because of building a wind farm. The townships and the others that don't have a lot of data struggle with how to assess the contractor with the damage that they've done. That's not a problem for the county, because we go into the pavement management system and we say, oh, you're going to put how many truckloads on the county roads? Okay, we know how much damage that does. We have all these models and all these systems, and we say, you write us a check for X number of dollars. And they do.
They did.
They did.
$1 million.
Wow.
Yeah,
what
a million
dollars. Yeah, I never had a check for a handwritten check for $1 million some guy handed me. I was like, really? Yeah. That's interesting.
That's a pretty good check. I remember when you called me after that showed up. I'm like, that's a good story. I like that story. So, I have any questions you folks have? I'm here local. If you ever have any questions, I mean, I'll take whatever you have now, but I'm not going terribly far.
No, I think it's great. This is something, especially for some of the newer members. A few people have a little bit of background in it. I think, Jen, your dad had some background in some of this stuff.
True, but I was thinking it was more than 20 years ago when he retired.
Right, right. But, I mean, you know, you have just a little piece, so yeah. Now this puts the whole thing together. And, like I said, this is a very important part of the Highway Committee and what we do and how we make decisions to replace these roads and other parts.
Yes,
of
as
the
a
road, bridges, and
so when Jeff comes
stuff.
To you with a budget for,
yeah,
you know, working on this piece and this piece in the next year, The reason is all the analysis has been done of all the roads, and these are the next ones on the priority list based on a benefit-cost analysis, right? We look at all the benefits and all the costs, and that map and the plan that is in your packet will help guide all of those decisions.
And I encourage everybody, if it's not too far out of your way, once in a while, take a peek at this. Go drive down that road so you'll see the difference of what this actually is in real life. I mean, certainly you can look at pictures, but it is kind of interesting. Say you're going one place or another, you're like, oh, I'll take that road and see what it looks like. So it just means more, and you have more ownership towards it, I believe.
And you'll be on better roads. Stay off the state roads. Use the county roads.
That is actually true.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, when you guys redid Mattis, that was like driving on glass. Yeah. It was just wonderful. We were out motorcycle riding right after they got it done. And I was like, this is one of the nicest rides I've ever had.
Yeah, you could definitely tell.
It was nice.
Awesome. And that one's still hanging in there. It's blue.
Yeah.
I mean, that road is really performing well.
I was just on it the other day. It's still in great shape.
Yeah.
We went up to that, where those kids died in the skiing accident.
Shenoa.
Prairie Central. Yeah. So we went up Prairie to the. Central. We took the STM football team up to the visitation of the lake because, just to show support for the. And I actually took all the county roads. I took Mattis and then went over and took Dewey Road and I like to go drive them too, just to gut check when I see the numbers in the presentation. I live here in the county, right? So if I'm going that way anyway, instead of taking 47, I'll take county roads. And I agree with you, Ed. It's beautiful.
I drove Dewey up until I retired. I drove Dewey every morning.
Yeah.
Perfect. And it's funny because you can see when you go from Champaign to Ford County.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Awesome. Any more questions for Mr. Baverick?
I got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm just wondering,
Mr. Baverick,
from excessive rain, is there any kind of analysis you can get of how much damage roads are enduring with excessive water?
So there's a number of different things that we look at. The structure of the road is something that we monitor, right, as I talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. And what happens when rain itself isn't a problem, but when the rainwater gets trapped in the pavement, right, if the ditches aren't clear, if there's not a way for the rain to get out, mm-hmm. it can cause the road to get soft. Mm-hmm. And then when it gets soft, every time a truck drives on it, it bends a lot more, and that bending causes more deterioration. We're constantly, as part of what we're recommending to Jeff, and I know, outside of what we're recommending, drainage is a big part of keeping county roads in good shape, right? So maintaining ditches and maintaining a way for the water to get out from underneath the road is critical. If the ditches fill up for a day because we had a huge rain event and then they drain back down, that's not going to do major damage to a road. Mm-hmm. But if that water somehow gets trapped underneath the pavement and can't get out to the ditches, that's where we have a problem. And we pick that up in the testing with the deflection, because a wet road, if the road base is wet, it deflects a lot more. And then we're able to identify those spots for Jeff, and he can do things that are necessary to remediate the problem. A lot of times it's just fixing the drainage, right? Making sure the water can we get out to the ditches, most of the county is all, it's pretty rural roads, right? It's all pretty much ditch. Mm-hmm. There's a few places where you've got culverts and pipes, but it's really about getting water out of the pavement and into the ditch. And then from the ditch, making sure the ditches flow, because if the ditches stay full for a week at a time, then we're going to get into problems, right? A day or so's trucks, not a big deal, but a week or a couple weeks worth of trucks in a fully saturated, then we're going to start running into problems. Okay. So yeah, that's how we're checking that with the deflection, the bending of the road.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we're also checking the rutting of the road in the wheel paths, because you'll see on some roads when we get a rain like today and you go drive them, if you get caught in that rut area, it starts pulling you around and you can't really control your vehicle because you're starting to hydroplane. And the project that we did from Royal all the way over to 45 last year, we picked up some minor rutting. You could see it when you went out there, and people were having crashes and losing control in some of our curves and our straightaways because they couldn't get any traction on the road. So we went in and did, because the road was structurally sound, we had no issues with it, we went in and did the hot in place recycling that Bill's talking about. Okay. Get that rutting out of the road and put a, you know, a thin asphalt overlay on it, and now, you know, hopefully we're good for another 20 years.
Cool. There's so, a lot of curves out there.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks Bill.
Thanks for
appreciate
coming.
It.
Appreciate it. Great. Moving forward, we have resolutions. Did
yes,
you want to
do.
Go through those, sir?
Yes, I sure can.
Thank you.
So item number 9 is a resolution awarding the contract for our pavement striping of various county highways. The packet that we got when you came in has the updated resolutions because we had the bid openings after we sent out the committee board packet. So the striping of various county roads for 23, we always have a single bidder on this because we have a localized vendor, Varsity Striping, and they give us a really good price because they're local and they can kind of do our roads as it fits into their schedule. They don't have to come over to our county and be here for an extended period of time and house people and keep them in the community for a long time to do our roads. So they give us a really good price on those. And the low bid this year was $127,651. You can see there on the bid tab, they were, unlike most things that are happening in construction and maintenance right now, they were actually below what we had estimated. And this is not only for the county roads. We do this for the Village of Savoy. We do it for the Village of Mahomet. We do it for the townships. Mm-hmm. We bring everybody in who's outside of Champaign-Urbana or Rantoul. Mm-hmm. And we allow them to use this pavement striping contract as well. So they give us all their quantities, their roads that they want to do, and we aggregate it all together and put it all in one bid.
They just do like a pro-rate kind of thing, pay back to the county, or?
So they bill directly to those entities when they stripe their roads based on the unit prices that they bid on our contract.
And then my other question, these are all going to get resolution numbers?
Yes, we send them over to the administrative office, and they do the resolution numbers on them. We don't do that because they assign them.
Okay.
So once they get to the county board, they'll have resolution numbers on them.
Great.
So I need a motion.
So moved, Rob.
Yeah. Resolution awarding contract 2023 pavement striping of various county highways section 23-00000-00GM. Moved by Straub, second.
Carter.
No. Okay. Carter. Second by Carter. Any more discussion on this one? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Next item is the resolution awarding the contract for the furnished and spreading of bituminous materials for 2023. So this is the seal coat program, not only on the county roads, but on the township roads throughout the entire county. This is when you see them out there with their distributor, they're spraying the oil on the road. This is the cost that is paid to the contractor actually supply the oil, deliver the oil, and have the oil spread onto the roadway. And the bid, the $4.6 million is obviously spread among many entities. The county's really only in for about 40,000 gallons of that total because we're doing some seal coat work up on County Road 22 north of Penfield this year, but the rest of it is all for the townships. And this is the way they maintain their roadways because of the 1,600 miles of township roads in Champaign County, probably, you know, we might have 50 miles of asphalt in totality of all the roads in the county on the township system. There's a few gravel roads out there, but the majority of them are seal coat roads. So you've got a bid tab there directly after the resolution, which shows the prices of the oils and our engineer's estimate. The price of the oils did come in total 6.42% over what we had estimated. I also have given you a copy of a spreadsheet that shows kind of the price increases over the years of asphalt on the roads. This year, you'll see the top one, the HFE 90, is the major oil that the townships use in order to do their seal coat programs. It's up unfortunately 14%. We got the CM300, which is what they use to make their cold mix, actually came down a little bit since last year. And then the other oils, the HFP, which is a polymer modified emulsion product, that's what we use on the county roads, that went up 18%. And you can see the rest of them there. So in total, the entire bid was up 6.42% over our engineer's estimate, but obviously it was up much more than that over last year's cost that that we were paying. But oil is what it is, you know, fuel prices. Unfortunately, with the way that they refine for fuel now, there's less asphalt available because asphalt's basically the byproduct of refining all the other stuff out of a barrel of crude oil. So the less of it, the more it's going to cost, supply and demand. This needs to happen. The townships, we're all here for the bid letting. Obviously, they're aware of it. Unfortunately, when we get prices that are above what we had predicted, they end up having to cut the amount of roads that they can do in a given year because they only get so much money. And if the prices are higher, they have to do a little bit less mileage on their roadways. But I would ask for you to award that contract and take any questions that
you have.
We
need a motion on resolution awarding the contract for the furnish and spread of the road bituminous material for 2023 maintenance of various road districts and county highways in Champaign County.
So moved.
Taylor, second by Sexton. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. That passes. Next.
So the next one is awarding the furnish of the bituminous material. So some of the townships and even the county, we need small amounts of oil to do patching on our roads where it doesn't actually get run through a distributor. We just go and get it and we mix it up into our patching machine and we spray patch our roads to keep them kind of glued together, if you will. So this is just the bid for that. FOB means free on board. I don't really know where that term came from, but it means they go pick it up at the plant and they use it for their own use. So it's a much smaller bid, obviously. Smaller quantities. Emulsicoat, who's our supplier over here on University Avenue, was the low bidder. It's 2.65% over the estimate. So if you think about that in conjunction with the furnish and spread, which is basically a contractor buying it and then spreading it on the roads, the actual oil prices weren't up as much as the furnish and spread, which means not only are the oil prices up, but the cost of labor to do the work for the townships is up, because this is just the townships going and picking up the oil and using it for their own use. But I would ask that you approve that bid for Emulsicoat.
Okay, Motion. Thanks. I don't know why the word motion's off my brain today. Need a motion for a resolution awarding a contract for the furnish of bituminous material from the plant for 2023 maintenance of various road districts and county highways in Champaign County. Move. Second. Straub. First. Sexton. Second. Straub. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Passes. Next.
We have a resolution awarding the contract and appropriating $2 million from the county motor fuel tax funds for the improvement of County Road 32, which is a bridge replacement south of Gifford. We are planning to begin the construction sometime in June and have it done in the late fall. We had the bid opening on March 23rd. Two bidders, Stark Excavating and White Construction. And the engineer's estimate was $1,743,000. The bid came in $1,898,000, which was almost 9% over our estimated cost. The bid tab is in your packet that shows all the unit prices and approved engineer's estimate, the bids of the two contractors. There's nothing in there. There's only a couple of things. The removal of the existing structure, for whatever reason, came in substantially over our estimate. We had it estimated at $65,000. It came in at $200,000, so that's almost your entire amount over the bid. And then there was a little bit of higher prices on the structural concrete which is used to build the bridge. That came in about $75,000 over what we had estimated. Everything else was just kind of give and take through the estimate. Some was higher, some was lower, but obviously the total bid was 9% over. We got good bids from good contractors. We need to get the project done, so I would ask that you award that contract to Stark Excavating for their bid amount.
I would like to make the motion to accept resolution awarding contract appropriating $2 million from county motor fuel tax funds for the improvement of County Highway 32, Section 20-00086-00-BR. Do I have a second? Sexton. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Okay, that passes. Next.
We have one last petition and resolution. It is from St. Joe Township. We've got, this is the 50-50 money that we do with the townships to do their small culvert projects on their township roads. This is a culvert up there. You can see it on your map, just to the north and a little bit to the west of St. Joe, right along County Road 12 there, which is actually not a county road, it's a state road, but that's, but we're replacing a 30-inch corrugated metal pipe with a much larger structure because he's got flooding problems out there along that roadway. We're putting in a 5x3x61-foot concrete box. In these particular projects, we purchase the concrete box from a manufacturer. We have it delivered to the site, and the township is responsible for the placement and construction of doing the work to put that box in. And the total estimated cost is $46,226.
Okay, so I need a motion for the petition requesting resolution approving appropriation of funds from the County Bridge Fund for the St. Joseph Township Section 23-27136-00-BR. Move Straub, second Summers. Carter. I know a Sharika Summers, that's my problem. Carter. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Okay. Is there any other business?
Just a quick comment. You'll probably see coming through the Finance Committee in the next month or two, we bought a Mack truck. We actually signed the contract in April of 2022. We are just taking delivery of that truck. So the money was in the 2022 budget. It wasn't spent. It was held over. But we're going to have to do a budget amendment to the County Highway Fund in order to bring that money forward to 2023, somewhere in the neighborhood of about $250,000 for that truck. So that will be coming through the Finance Committee and coming to the County Board, just so you know why that budget amendment is coming. It should be in the next month or so. You'll be seeing that. So that's all I have.
That's all you have?
Yes, ma'am.
As the chair's report, I don't believe Lorraine had anything. I don't have anything designated of items to be placed on a consent agenda. I have 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any other information for the good of the group? We are adjourned.
Thank you. Appreciate it, everybody.
Thank you.